Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Friday edition. The A Jesse and Tausch field trip edition.
Been a lot of those this year.
Wish it was a more joyous field trip, but we'll have a good time here this afternoon.
A game five, and we'll see you Saturday night's edition. And the who's available to kick for the Green Bay Packers on Sunday against Joe Flacco and the Cincinnati Bengals edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, although again, the lighting when we go on the road, we can barely see your faces.
Always a critic.
Thank you, team,
for setting us up and putting us in a great spot at Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie.
Excited to be here for the customer appreciation
excited.
Event.
Looks like you're going to get some brats frying pretty soon. Yep.
Yeah, all
so
kinds
thank
of great
you to
deals.
Our team and to the team at Zimbrick Chevrolet. Mm-hmm. Jason, what else did you have to say?
Why are you always
I can't
to stir
see your
up,
face
Jason?
Is what I have to say.
Maybe that's on purpose. Maybe it's because we're nervous and we're concerned about what's going on with the Brewers.
A lot of nervous energy at Zimbrick Chevrolet today. Yeah.
Right, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and everything you need on the ESPN Wisconsin app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Hunter Vaughn is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from their location at Zimbrick Chevy in Sun Prairie,
Main Street,
it is Jesse Nelson and Mark Tauscher. Good morning.
Morning,
Jason.
Anything else? Do you like our table? We couldn't sell it at Steinhoffel's. We tried. Remember, we couldn't sell that table.
Same tables with us here now.
Steinhoffel's. So, I think we could. It's fair to say last night was the worst case scenario. Is that fair to say?
Oh yeah.
Everything kind of blew up.
Yep.
It was. You know, we were hoping. We put our horse up there. It was going to be fantastic. And, of course, old boy hits a three-run home run, and we never had any answers. Now I don't even know what we're going to do. There's going to be some formula of Miz in a Game 5 elimination game as a rookie with some control issues is going to have to be a key player if we're going to advance. So all of these things make me a little more skittish than I thought that I would be. And so last night was not good. I don't know anybody that could think of anything outside of the fact. And this is where I sent that clip over, and Jesse unbelievably got it to Hunter, and I think we're going to actually have it. Pat Murphy, we were the best road team. The Milwaukee Brewers were the best road team all season. Right?
Right.
Is that confirmed?
Yes. Very good road team.
That was regular season baseball. We're 2-0 at home. We need to be the best home team baseball. We earned home field. We needed to show up in a big way. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Jason, you've been doing this 30 years. And I know it's not baseball, but when a coach and a manager says things and they repeat it, they're not only speaking to their team, their fans, they are proving a point and really wanting to emphasize, we need this. Pat Murphy last night, by complimenting how difficult it was to play at Wrigley, is basically telling everybody and anybody that is a Milwaukee Brewers fan that's going to be anywhere near and or adjacent to AmFam Field, we need, this team needs you in a big boy way tomorrow night. That's what I took. So we can sit and ponder about what happened, and it's over. It's done. Wash it. Home game, one game to advance on to the NLCS, and we're going to need our fans to be the biggest, baddest fans that we've ever seen at AmFam Field, and it needs to be tomorrow night.
Here is what Pat Murphy had to say after the Brewers' 6-0 loss in Game 4, which forces a Game 5 on Saturday night. And according to the George Karl, Dom Catronio, Bill Schroeder, who else? I don't know who else has said this. The series hasn't started yet. It all comes down to one game at home.
It's been a lot of revenue. It's been a lot of revenue and a lot of mood swings off of a series that has never started.
Yeah. Very here's stressful what Pat, for nothing.
Here's what Pat Murphy said last night about the fans.
It definitely is preferred. If you're asking me where I prefer to play, I'd rather say at home, especially how good this environment was the last 2 days. I mean, it was, it affected the game. You know, this crowd affected the game the last 2 games. It affected the way we played for sure. We got a really young team. I think everybody knows that. Maybe by far the youngest team in the postseason. And, you know, it's like that kind of stuff emotionally can affect guys. They can start to play a little too hard. And this game's a game of precision. And, you know, the Cubs' experience and what they've been through, you know, they were better in this environment for sure.
So he also, I believe, asked for Brewers fans then to be on top of their game for Game 5. Is that not correct?
Yes. And even if he didn't say that verbatim, that's what he's saying. You know how we always say, I'm not saying, but I'm saying? He said it, and he's saying. This needs to be... You know, I always fight myself on hyperbole. I love hyperbole, as you know. I think it's a
You
great...
love it more than anything else in the entire world.
Exactly. Has there been, outside of the Game 7 in the NLCS, a bigger game at AmFam Field ever than what's coming on Saturday? The answer is no. And why I say that is this is the greatest team this franchise has ever known. Got 97 wins. Stuck at 99. Can we get to a hundo? We need to get to a hundo or it's over. So everything we got needs to be dumped into AmFam Field, and we need to make it miserable. You know that whole Freddie chanting? I think it bothered Freddie. I don't know. I mean, he didn't, said it afterwards. He didn't. I don't know if that happened. An old boy on the broadcast was saying, you got to be great to have, you know, Daryl. I don't know how many people have ever had their names chanted. Freddie had it last night. I think it rattled his cage a little bit. So I don't know what we're going to do down there on Saturday, but I do know this. We need to be at our best in order to make the same impact, if not bigger, than what Pat Murphy was very clear affected his baseball team the last 2 games. We need to give some reciprocation, just like the tuition reciprocation between Minnesota and Wisconsin. We need to double and triple down on that reciprocation with what we see Saturday night.
So I heard Jeff Levering on the call in the first inning. Sydney's volleyball match had ended. We were driving home. We had it on the air, on the radio, and the dejectedness in his voice, he doesn't even call it a home run. He just says, and the Cubs have a 3-0 lead. And that was not...
Well, it was an absolute moonball. I mean, yeah. He could not have squared it up more. Right before, I don't know if it was Darling or who's the other guy? He got a real nondescript voice.
Alex Faust. Fausty. Is on the play-by-play.
Fausty says, you got to hit an absolute bomb to get it out of right field because the wind. And this dude, I mean, that thing dang near cleared the whole Lincoln Stadium. And he goes, and to his credit, he said, and he did. So pretty good announcing by Fausti.
Fausti, yeah.
All right, so we spent some time yesterday on the Krantzy theory, which I believe it has now become an official, you know, all caps theory. Well, and,
victory lap for Krantzy.
In fairness, McGill, not great last night.
Yeah, he
was not. So,
I think we would have had to go Uribe.
Yeah, and in fairness, I think the way you started it, Krantzy said start Uribe. You changed it to McGill.
I did.
Krantzy said start Uribe.
Uribe probably should have started the game.
Well, he's available like, it's Saturday.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. Like, the fact that they keep doing this every game, it's crazy. The whole thing is crazy. So we have a great fan of our show, listens every day. He's down here at Zimbrick Chevrolet right now. Scott. Dave. God. Dave. So Dave. I had him as a Scott. He's got the face of a Scott.
He does look like a Scott.
He's got the Brewers hat of a Dave.
What exactly does a Scott look like?
I'm just telling you, I had him as a Scott when he came in.
Brewers hat, glasses, flannel. Yeah. Looks like a Scott.
Chiseled chin. Yeah. He's got a chiseled chin. That's a Scott to me, usually. So, Dave. Yeah. And Dave, it's so funny to me, and this is what I love about our show and our fans. Dave comes up and said, and I don't know if he's coping a little bit, because we're all a little bit bummed about what the last two games have been. Yeah. But he said something that I disagreed with him, and I said I would on the show. He said, well, the Brewers are playing with house money. House money.
Oh, no.
And we've had house money conversations before.
Well, many times.
We have.
Do we agree with Dave / Scott on the house money conversation? I vehemently disagree, because I think we have been the best team in baseball. There ain't no house money when it comes to that. We are the house. We're the house.
I would love to get Dave on camera so I can see the silhouette of his
jaw. We have to ask, and then we have to have waivers signed.
We'll be able to see his face, of course. Look.
Because it's too dark. How dare you guys set this up?
Just telling you, it's a YouTube show. No one can see.
It's a team effort. We didn't say it was a good team effort.
It was like the Brewers effort last night. It's very similar. We're looking for a Cubs effort last night. We got a Brewers effort.
No, this is not house money. And look, expectations.
Is house money, is that the coping? Is Scott / Dave coping?
I don't want to be telling Dave / Scott how to feel or how to cope with the series now being 2-2. Okay. But
in fairness, he brought us donuts.
When you win your division, when you have the best record in baseball, when you are the number one seed, when you have played at an extremely high level for a very long time this season, ever since Jesse questioned the manager's job situation. No, it's not house money. It's expectations. And if you don't deliver, it's not only disappointing for your team. And look, they haven't failed here. All they've done is they held serve at home, and so did the Cubs. It's a best of five for a reason. We would have all felt better and calmer and not had anxiety had they just taken care of business in one of these two games. That's not what happened. And to Pat Murphy's point, I do think he's right. Watching the game, guys were rattled. Mm-hmm. Quinn Priester, on top of everything else, pitching against his childhood team and in Wrigley Field, like the moment was too big for him. And he was great. He's one of the reasons why they are where they are. But not in game three. So house money is when you sneak in. You know who played with house money?
Yeah, Jordan Love's team against the San Fran.
Exactly. That's the team. And
you don't have expectations. I agree with you, and that's why I said you don't have expectations. We unfortunately or fortunately, I think some Brewer fans are always going to downplay the expectation game because of the finances. Not this year. Not this year.
Also, you know what would have helped with these guys being rattled and I don't know how many
times
I hear.
Boy, you are really well lit. Man,
Hunter,
you look
so clear.
You look like there's like a halo around you right now.
I don't feel like there's
Gosh,
a halo around
great.
Me right now. I'm so mad at this organization.
You're mad at the Brewers?
Oh, what? Absolutely. No.
What are you mad about?
Mark Antanasio has had every opportunity to bring in. No, Jesse, don't give me that look like I'm
don't
being
you,
ridiculous.
How can you see? How can you see what look at? You can't see what his face
this
looks
like. This team
has
had every opportunity to bring in veteran players to help guide these young players along. They refuse to pay anybody. They refuse to do anything to actually improve. This is all they want is get into the playoffs. We don't care what happens because you're going to be dumb enough to buy tickets and keep going to games and line our pockets. They don't care about actually winning championships, and the fan base has bought into it with Scott, Dave, Dan, whoever, saying, oh, yeah, this is house money. I don't really care. No, I want a World Series. I'm tired of this. This team has won the division 3 out of the last 4 years. They've been to the playoffs 7 of the last 8 years. It's World Series. Stop doing this. We need to stop acting like, oh, shucks, okay, we got into the playoffs. No, make a move. Bring in guys that are actually going to help these young players along. But they don't do it. I had to hear 4 times in that broadcast about how the Cubs have veteran guys on their roster to help guys like PCA along. Huh, it's almost like they know how to win a World Series and actually win a championship, unlike the Brewers. And I'm tired of it.
Well, Hunter, they had their horse veteran going last night. Hey, great, by the way, soundgraph yourself.
You know what, Caleb
hey, soundgraph
exactly
yourself.
Did nothing.
Great soundgraph of yourself. They have Yelich. They have
Christian Yelich, who for the last 15 years he goes down 2 strikes. You know what's going to happen? Fastball inside. The dude can't adjust to it ever. It's ridiculous.
Well, first off, that
I'm
first
so
strike.
Tired of
the
this.
First strike that they called was not a strike on that.
Okay, but guess what? It was a strike. He was down 2 strikes. I don't care. It's the playoffs. You got to adjust. You got to figure it out.
Okay. Well, can everybody take a beat here? Like, Hunter, by the way, I love your passion, you old rascal.
I'm
love your
so
passion.
Upset about
I love how well lit. I love how well lit up you are. It's great.
He's got PTSD on top of this. So just be gentle.
Even if they wanted to soundgraph Jesse, they couldn't because they can't see us. Your points, I think a lot of Brewer fans probably feel. But can we take a beat? We're not out. We're not eliminated. We have a home game tomorrow night.
Save that rant for
baseball.
Save that rant for Monday.
Hunter.
Save
the rant for if and when they get eliminated. Not before. We're still in it. Don't give up. Don't quit. We're still here.
He's jumping off the ship.
Yes, we're
still
young.
A lot of voyage to
it's
go here.
The beautiful part about it is, and this you see this in the NBA, young players play better at home when the atmosphere is better. You can get rattled easier on the road. It happened. Murphy said it. All of that is true. But you know what? We earned the right to have these home games. We don't need to attack and go just crazy about what – it hasn't even happened yet. We could still win a world championship. And then, Hunter, that take will be the freezingest of cold takes, and I hope it happens.
I want it to be freezing cold, but this franchise is now 3-10 in games when they can win a series. God. 3-10.
But it could be 4-11 tomorrow.
No, 4-10.
It'll be 4-10. Whatever. You said 3-10, 4-11. You got me all rattled. The way I'm looking at it, we're already headed to spring training. Like, it's over. Oh, what are we going to do for fall ball this year? It's still going, Homer. I keep calling
Homer.
Whoa.
I am all rattled. I feel like Priester and
Freddy.
All the fellas down at Wrigley. I am rattled. That's why I need a day to regroup, get back to AmFam, and get our feet underneath ourselves.
Don't give up, Hunter. Don't blame Mark Antanasio. It's not over yet. There's still a bit. In 2011, the Brewers were up 2-0 on the Arizona Diamondbacks in the NLDS. Went to Arizona and got shellacked by Paul Goldschmidt in back-to-back games.
Hunter also when the Bucks were down 2-0, probably was talking about how John Horst didn't get enough help for Giannis.
No, and then they go win a championship. I was talking about how Chris Middleton is inconsistent and goes for
20
in the
quarter. They won a title!
Yeah, I know, but I was still frustrated with Chris Middleton.
So in 2011, they went to Arizona, they got beat up, they came back, they were down in Game 5 at home.
Did they get a championship, Jesse?
2011? That was 15 years ago.
That's the only other thing we can compare this to, because they swept the Rockies in 18, and we got beat up by the Braves in 21, and we haven't been to an NLDS other than those two. So this is what we have from the last 20 years of Brewers baseball.
Did they get a championship?
You got to get to the NLCS before you worry about winning a championship.
And this franchise has been to the NLCS multiple times. I don't care about the NLCS anymore. Right now, this team's not a championship team. They're not playing like one right now.
You got
played like one in game one and game two.
Monday night, they did.
Okay. What about... Yeah.
Everyone nationally was crowning them on Tuesday morning, saying, wow, they look at how they win
Hunter,
games
is it
multiple
possible?
Ways. Look at how well built the roster
is. The Cubs won 90 games. They're playing at home. It's raucous. Is it possible maybe, hey, this is baseball? Bing, 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 bing. Yeah. Like, is that possible?
Or is it possible they're not playing like a championship
team? Well, we'll find out tomorrow night, right?
I think the biggest thing here.
I wish we'd have waited for Peralta. I wish we'd have Freddie tomorrow. That's what I wish. I do. Yeah. Two-run difference in ERA. We went over the splits yesterday.
Yeah.
Me, Jesse, you, and Rock, we Jesse, all are on the same page. Jesse Analytics over here. But
Since you asked that, I do want to discuss what tomorrow could look
I'm
like.
I'm nervous about that. I don't know who we throw.
A lot of nervous energy around these
so
parts.
So we'll talk about that. Coming up, we'll see if we can get some sort of spotlight out to Zimbrick Chevy, and you can tell us about
Pella Windows. We'll just turn some car lights on.
That's a good idea, actually.
We'll get a Tahoe, pull it up, and we'll crank the fog lights on it. I trust Zimbrick Chevrolet. I also trust Gina Della and the great team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And this month only, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella Windows for as low as $297 a month with zero interest for up to 60 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to the incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping all the drafts. We didn't play great defense last night down there at Wrigley either. Need to do that back at home. Don't wait. Ain't got no time to wait. You're a Brewers fan. You better win. If you need new windows, you better get to Pella. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
What now? In Game 5, tomorrow night at 7:08 p.m. We'll discuss it next. It's Wildy and Tausch. You say that I'm a mess. How could you expect anything less? Usually my expertise, air quotes, is putting my thumb on the scale when Packers fans go too far one way or the other. But I feel like, in the interest of supporting our Brewers fans among us, you guys look amazing now. I don't know if that is the headlights of a Chevy Tahoe or what.
You should have saw
it. Incredible.
They pulled so five all cars these, in here. And they
with
got
all these great deals going on, the light is shining down now on all the different great opportunities you
a
have.
A sincere thank you to whoever lit up these two knuckleheads.
Hey, you're welcome.
No, Laney did all
it. It definitely wasn't you. That's why I didn't say thank you, Jesse.
Jesse's just
thank
been
you, Laney,
critical.
For making them visible. Great job.
And Jason, thank you for being overly critical to make sure that we got it out.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's
your
a television show
clear.
Along with a radio show. We need to. I'm so glad.
Scowly. Scowly Wildy today.
There's a lot
I'm
of nervous
so
energy.
Glad.
He's so glad. I've heard him say that.
I'm so glad we're here for fans. We may need to stage an intervention for Hunter.
Yeah.
Homer just replied to someone on Twitter. And if your Twitter handle is Brewers Forever, I'm troubled by this post. I know technically we still have a chance, but it feels like this is over.
Oh, no, come on.
It gets better. It gets better for Brewers Forever. Last year hurt a lot, but this is a million times worse. I let myself believe this year was different, And then to lose to Council and the Cubs, it hurts. This one is going to be tough. Let me just say it again for the people in the cheap seats. There's still a game five.
Oh, my.
Talking about a polluted mindset.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing because this is the beautiful part about being a fan. And, Jason, this is where I think it's sad for you that you miss out on this.
But no, I'm not missing out on that feeling.
You're not missing out on what? Enjoyment and disappointment and
the roller coaster of nervous energy since Saturday afternoon.
This is what it's like being a fan. You ride the wave, and by tomorrow, Brewers fans will be all back in, and if things don't go well, it's going to be a long, long off, because what old boy just said, Brewers fan forever, is going to be right if that's how it shakes out. But I implore you, and I would bet Pat Murphy, again, there's a method to the madness of when coaches and managers say things that, you know, publicly and address what they're like with LaFleur talking about the wave and all this other stuff. You want to make the environment as home field friendly as you can, and then sometimes you need to even ramp it up. Murph is basically saying we need to ramp this up tenfold because our guys need it. And I think not just our players, but our fans. We are this fan base is fragile. And if you don't believe me, Brewers fan, ask Brewers fan forever. Ask Hunter. Like, I'm not at that point. But this season, I've told you all season, I have been more invested listening and watching to this team because it's just a fun group and we're winners. And now it all comes down to tomorrow night. And if the season is going to be deemed successful, whatnot, we need to find a way to get it done tomorrow. I don't care how do they say it? By hook or by
hook
nook?
Hook or by crook, yeah.
Whatever. Got to find a way. And all of this negativity is not going to be positive. So, all right, if you want, go ahead, vent away. But what time is tip?
7:08.
By 7:08 tonight, I want it washed. We need a full 24 hours to be fully loaded, locked, and ready to go.
All right, so we have a call from Justin in Watertown, who is taking issue, I believe, with the Hunter Vaughn screed.
I don't know who doesn't take issue with that.
Hunter's getting a
Brewers
lot of support.
Forever is on the same page.
A lot of support?
There's support and retribution.
We might need to do a Digi-only intervention tomorrow. Because if there's a lot of support for Hunter's thoughts now, what would it look like Sunday?
There's also a problem for me. My wife is going out of town. I'm going to be home alone all day having to
Jesse
stew
will come
and
over.
Wait
I'm
for the
going
game.
To a wedding in Chicago tomorrow. I'm in worse shape than he is.
Can you take Hunter?
It's a good
I'll
idea.
Be your plus one.
As your plus one.
Because Becca's gone, right?
No, Becca's coming with me to the wedding. Look, she is my date. We are married.
Can you take Hunter?
Sam, your kid.
Crazy Uncle Hunter.
My college tier two friend. I think he would know. But
we'll talk. Wedding Crashers, the Hunter edition.
We'll talk.
All right, let's get to Justin's call. Justin, good morning. Your thoughts on Hunter's rant.
Yeah. So, gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. This is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, we have these conversations after they've lost. And if you've paid attention to enough of this season, you've seen a lot of magical moments. The one I go back to is, I believe it was Perkins in center field, throws out the guy at the plate for the winning run. And Mets game. I mean, just remarkable play after remarkable play. I think they start Quintana tomorrow. He hasn't pitched a ton. I think they go to him. And what's great about this winner-take-all game is that everybody's available. I mean, even if they need to throw Freddie out in the ninth, you know, they can do that. I go back to when the Diamondbacks won the World Series in 2001, and the big unit closed out the game for them to win the World Series. And so, if I'm remembering that correctly. And so, all hands are on deck, and Miz is available. I guess my last thought would be, you know, it might be a Miz stake to start Jacob Mizrowski because of his control issues. Yeah, very witty. You know, I normally have jokes. So let's cool down. Yes. We've got it. We've got the bat.
Cool down, Hunter.
We've got the pitching staff. And just in closing, you know, Tausch and I are going to be in the same position. I work up in the clubs for the Wisconsin Badgers. So Tausch and I are both going to be, focused on the our work / calling the game. So we're going to have to be checking in when we're able to. So thanks for taking the call, guys.
Maybe you guys can do like a job swap in like the third quarter.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Depends how the game's going. I will. I am sure we'll be updating as we go, as we did last week with how the Brewer game, because that started at the same time as the Michigan game. But yeah, I couldn't agree more. Like, let's take a beat. This is an exciting. You can look at it from two perspectives. Oh, woe is me, it's all over, which I don't fully understand why we'd think that way.
It's not over.
Or you could say, we get to host a Game 5 to advance to an NLCS?
Uh-huh.
Council and the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah, like, come on now. Yeah, I know last night was a beatdown. It was a beatdown. And, wash it. If you had told these guys after that Bambino bat weekend – hey, by
Torpedo.
The way, you're going to be the number one seed, and you're going to have a Game 5 on a Saturday night at AmFam Field against the Cubbies to go to an NLCS. Everybody and their cousin would say, sign me up. Now, I understand things change with perspective and everything else, but like, let's just look at this and let's stop with the, oh, God. Can we be nervous? Absolutely. Should we be more excited and just jacked up in the fact that we have a home game to go to an NLCS?
But
100%.
Tausch, last night before the Brewer game, we had the Dodgers winning a game in extra innings to clinch their series. And I understand it was at home, but I don't feel like the Brewers, if they were in that same spot right now with the way they've been performing through the playoffs, would be able to win a game like that.
They'd bungle the comebacker to the mound and lose the game, you're saying?
Yes. Like, that's my problem with this team, is I feel like they don't have the guys who can settle themselves down in these big moments when they need to.
And they've started pressing
and had terrible, terrible at-bats.
So you're saying that, right? And who hit a three-run homer when you're down 3-0? Everybody's rattled. The other night,
Andrew Vaughn.
Who hit a home run to go ahead 4-3 when everything is still? Oh my gosh, what's going on? Who
Wild
did that?
Bill.
William Contreras. I understand.
So you just said nobody. You don't have anybody. It literally was 4 days ago. We just saw it. Like, it unfolded right before our eyes. Now, it's not going to happen. I don't know if you realize this. Baseball is rip rip. Like, there's an ebb and a flow. Now, maybe we're going to end up getting washed away with this flowage, and we're going to all be irritated, and that would be frustrating. But there's an ebb and a flow, and there's a reason you take a day off, and you go back to home, you play at home. We have a great opportunity ahead of ourselves, and I don't want all of our fans to already say, this season's over, we need to get veteran players. Like, if you want to do that on Monday, if things go south, great, go for it. But not today. Not when Murph asked us to bring our best. We need our best. We don't need negative Nancy's all telling us how we don't have this, we don't have this, we don't have this. We had enough to get 99 wins. Now do we have enough to get into triple digits?
Well, you really love that 100th win thing, don't you?
Well, it's a big deal. It's never happened before. Has it?
No, I don't believe it has. All right, Hunter,
You're thinking 18, huh? If the wins in the playoffs.
I think they did win 100
games. Yeah, 18 they would have.
And I think in 21 they were 96 and 66, so I think they got to 128 or 2011 also.
Except for those three times, it's never happened.
But outside of that.
Well, you just, in fairness, the journalist on the platform just said, yeah, they haven't. So, I mean, if we want to get into it, that's what just happened.
Nervous energy.
You didn't report it, but you did co-sign. You did.
I also co-sign on what a great trip we had to Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Well, we did it twice. It was amazing. And you can make that trip from Madison in less than an hour.
Yeah, you can.
Jesse's driving.
The Hard Rock Casino Rockford features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, more than 1,300 slots, 50 live table games, a sports book that I believe Jesse did very well on his Milwaukee Brewers projections, mm-hmm. and a rock shop. And they also have great food, diverse dining options at the Hard Rock Cafe, Council Oak Steaks and Seafood, Bricked Italian Kitchen, and many, many more. A premier entertainment destination just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois. Again, as Jason said, about an hour outside of Madison.
Rumor has it we're going to be down there on October 20th for the Barry Alvarez show.
Oh, who's playing?
Chris Rock.
Barry Alvarez. Barry Alvarez would say, don't flinch. Hunter's doing the exact opposite.
Oh, Hunter's flinched like
five times. Sorry, I'm holding my team to a championship standard. Heaven forbid. Oh, no.
The green and gold game preview is coming up next.
It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar. I know what it's like when you're gone. I don't wanna move on. I don't wanna know what it's like when you're gone for good. You're slipping through my fingertips a little bit by a little bit. I didn't know the love of you was the happiest I've ever been. So I'm just trying to hold on.
We'll get to our intervention with Hunter soon. In the interim, it's time for the Green and Gold game preview.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the Green and Gold game preview.
Oh, yeah, the Packers play this weekend.
Has there ever been a time in our 10 years that we've been in this position where my mind is all Brewers right now?
Yeah.
Except, obviously, for the Badgers. Who do they play this week? And then, obviously, the Packers bank. But it is at top of
call tomorrow.
It is at top of mind, is it not? Like, for and how many times, Jason, can you have? And I know not for you because you're not a fan and man, you're a businessman, and you're a worker, and all
three-time
that.
Three-time Wisconsin
but
sports.
But for most of us, it's just this is where our mind's at,
yeah.
And it's the first time I believe, even with Yasiel Puig, Dodgers game 7 NLCS on a Saturday night. That's it, right? Like those two times?
So that weekend, I don't remember who the Packers played or even if they played when the
they
NLCS
maybe had a bye that way. I do know this. The Badgers had an 11 a.m. tip because then yes. I went down to game 7 mm-hmm. after the 11 a.m. tip, but I couldn't tell you who we played.
Yeah, I don't remember there being a Packers
probably
game
Iowa.
Next day.
Maybe it was Iowa.
More runs in the first inning or points in the Wisconsin-Iowa game on Saturday night.
Good one.
Thanks. Green and Gold game preview. Packers-Bengals on Sunday, 3:25. Kevin Harlan on the call.
Oh, love CBS. Kevin Harlan.
Yeah. What is the big storyline, Tausch, heading into Sunday's game that you're very intrigued by?
Who's kicking? Who is kicking for the G&G? Now, there's a bunch of different storylines, but I think for me, it's time to start cranking up the turnover machine. You know, what was that thing, Jason, that they called it when they're trying to force fumbles? What was the whole emphasis?
The ball king.
The ball king. We need to start seeing a little bit of that because for as good as the defense played, sans the Dallas game, we're not seeing the same amount of turnovers that we saw last year through the first 4 or 5 weeks. So, obviously, it would have been easier had they not went and traded for Joey Flacco. But this needs to – we need to see this, I think, this week against a Cincinnati Bengal team that can't run the football and is going to try throwing it all over the lot. I think we need to see some turn. That, to me, with Joe Flacco as the quarterback, is the storyline for the game.
Tausch is right about that. For those of you who are curious, in 2018 – the Green Bay Packers played a October 15th game against the 49ers, and then, as Jesse correctly points out, had a bye week, and then played on October 28th against the Los Angeles Rams and lost that game.
That's a great memory, Jell.
So good work by you, Jelly. Tausch is right. It is the turnover thing. I think that, and I also think as part of that,
the defense playing like the defense it was the first three games, not the defense it was. And Jeff Hafley argues that they just had a crappy half.
Yeah.
And points out that they were pitching a shutout other than the two-point defensive conversion that had occurred earlier in the game until the last minute of the first half.
Yeah, but the strack and everything else. But, right. Yeah, I mean, you could say that, but you can't say, well, five out of six drives you gave up touchdowns. Like, if it's one thing, yes, you played a good almost half, but, Jeff, we expect more, babe. We expect more, babe.
You are really...
You know what it is.
Today.
We don't have to tell them what it is. We all know.
Oh, you mean like bringing enthusiasm to a show?
Yeah, yeah.
That's shame on me.
What you mean. Yeah.
I will sit back and monitor
I can Aaron Cantman this thing
if you guys want.
No one's saying that.
I think that.
What did Aaron Cantman do? He's catching an unnecessary stray there.
No, I always told you Aaron Cantman was Johnny Monotone. I've said that for years. I told him that when he was on the show.
We are going to play good, solid, strong defense today.
Cowboys, when they had the five out of the six drives, the first one, obviously, was one play 15 yards after the strack. But as Tausch correctly points out, then they had an 80-yard drive they gave up. Then they had a 77-yard drive. Then they had a 54-yard drive. Like, they deserve criticism for their performance. No one would suggest
otherwise. Did not think we would see more than one of those in that Dallas game. And there is a point where you have to sometimes give Dallas credit. Maybe their offense is better than we thought.
Mm-hmm. Very.
But our defense can't be like that.
Jesse,
next.
Besides Jordan Love and Micah Parsons, which Packers player will have the biggest impact on the team's success Sunday afternoon?
Shido. I know Trey Hendrickson moves around a little bit, but he's kind of a one-man band. And if you can shut him down and not let him strack, he made a couple of big plays to at least make that Detroit game look somewhat feasible last Sunday. I think if you can limit him, and I'm sure Matt LaFleur and Steno have a plan to at least, you know, double and make his life really difficult. If Shido can handle him and limits what he can do, Jordan Love in this offense should have a day on Sunday.
A couple of good little tidbits from the YouTube comments. Greg points out that the 1982 ALCS Game 4 was played at the same time that the Badgers beat number one Ohio State. So that's interesting.
Good.
And Jeff in the YouTube comments in Madison says, I attended the 1982 ALCS Game 5 clincher. The NFL was on strike at the time. So he was not having to worry about a Packers game either. So that was interesting. Couple people that I'd like to suggest here. One would be Josh Jacobs, who we're seeing if they discovered something in the run game. The other one, though, is Shido for a different reason.
Dinged up a little bit.
Than what you said. He didn't practice yesterday.
That ain't good.
He did not. He declined to speak to reporters yesterday.
Well, that's because y'all put him on blast.
No.
Undefeated season.
Thought he wasn't going to do that anymore anyway.
I don't know if it's because of that.
You don't think he's playing?
Well, he was listed as limited in practice on Wednesday. So was Brandon McManus. So was Tucker Kraft a couple weeks ago.
What is going on at
and
practice?
Maybe we got more guys injured during the bye week than we did during a game. Is you suffered an injury during the practice and couldn't finish, and that's why you were limited. On New Year's Eve 2020, D-Bach. David Bakhtiari was listed as having been limited in practice. If Shido can't go, and if Zach Tom's not ready, and if Aaron Banks isn't ready, uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. I don't care if Trey Hendrickson is a one-man band or not. That's a problem.
What are you reporting? on this?
I'm not reporting anything. We'll
What's
talk
your
to Rob Domofsky at
10:15,
and then I will be over at Lambeau Field later this afternoon. We will see if the injury report is as scary as the Brewers' prospects are per Hunter Vaughn.
Next. Is your gut tell you Shido's playing?
My gut doesn't tell me anything on him. I don't have enough information. I don't know. Jesse?
Jason.
I don't know.
Jason's start working for 565 Analytics so we could go with his gut more. The Packers defeat Joe Flacco and the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday if they do what, Tausch?
I feel like the only way, and again, this probably is jinxy, if the special teams doesn't give up any big plays and make Cincinnati, I was going to say Cleveland, how many teams has Flacco played for? He's been around now.
Every team in the AFC
Eight.
North.
He's been around now. If you make him go the distance, just like you did when he was in Cleveland, they ain't beating you. And the special teams, it sounds like Bisaccia after yesterday, everything's fixed. No problems.
No, I'll have that field audio goal for you.
Field goal protection fixed. Punt block cover fixed. So Rich had a great bye week is what it sounded like, which is fantastic. Because otherwise there were people, not me, but there were some people thinking Pat Murphy could maybe do both. And now if Pat Murphy doesn't get it done tomorrow, maybe they'll have Bisaccia managing the Brewers. I don't know how people think. But I do think if your special teams doesn't kind of fill its you-know-what, I think Green Bay wins this game relatively easily.
40 burger?
No. I don't think 40 burger. We don't know if Shido's playing. You haven't reported that yet.
Yeah.
We don't. Again, Rob Domofsky scheduled to appear at 10:15. Matt LaFleur scheduled to speak with reporters shortly thereafter. Micah Parsons is asked to wreck the game. That's what has to happen.
Did you when you were interviewing him, did you have an Iowa shirt on?
A couple weeks ago? Yeah. Iowa basketball.
Okay. That wasn't this week. Okay. Because you look downright giddy standing next to him.
Yeah, it's an older photo. But, yeah, I enjoyed – we had a good conversation that day, Micah and I.
Yeah.
Also, this just in from Micah Parsons, those basketball hoops that they have at state fairs are rigged. The hoop is smaller. The ball is bigger. It's hard to make shots. He only made three.
Did he go double rim? Because a lot of times you see those double rimmed at the fairs.
I don't think that's fair. He just felt like it was on. He, you know, he's a good shooter, and he felt like that someone had captured him shooting at the midway.
I feel like he'd be a slash guy. Like you get him on the wing with that explosive first step that he's got. Yeah. I would think he'd be a tough cover.
Yeah. I would tend to agree. Yep. All right, we need to get
to reporting that.
Okay. That's the green and gold game preview. We need to get ready for Rob Domofsky. He's coming up a little bit later in the program. We've got our Steinhoffel sleepers of the week. We've got trivia. We've got all kinds of good stuff. But we do have a few different texts, I'm sure, that Jesse has been curating from this Brewers conversation. And I would like to circle back to that briefly, if I may.
The text line really fills up. I never see that. I never get to see it. It's nice. That's what's nice about being on these remotes.
But before any of that can happen, Tausch needs to tell us about Tito's Vodka.
Well, Tito's, you know what, we're going to have the brat. It looks like the grills are just going to get fired up out here. I might have a Tito's at noon when the show finishes up. I don't know what I'll even mix it with. It could go bloody. Could go Gatorade.
Infuse
could go lemonade. Could go cranberry, but I do know this. It'll be Tito's that will be in the bottom of that cup because Tito's handmade vodka is my go-to. Made in Austin, Texas, and it goes great with everything. And not only do they make great drinks, they give back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, make it with Tito's handmade vodka, crafted to be savored responsibly.
More with Jesse and Tausch live from Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
We'll get get to the 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch in a little bit. Before that, Jesse, you had mentioned.
Jaybird, can I jump in? Because Scott slash Dave said something again during the break that I thought was interesting. Who's playing left tackle if Shido doesn't go?
Jordan Morgan.
For sure?
I would think so.
Okay.
They also don't have Anthony Belton as an option because he's not playing this week. So where does that leave you? Jordan Morgan, left tackle. Who plays left guard then? Donovan Jennings.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now, he had that good mini camp practice that nobody remembers.
When Matt LaFleur didn't know who he was. it's basically Sean Ryan and Elton Jenkins are the two known commodities for this one. Maybe Aaron Banks is able to go, and then you've got him at left guard, and then you can, you know, go with Darian Kennard at right tackle. We'll have to wait and see. Jesse, you had brought up the talk and text line, the text portion earlier. I was just curious, are there more people chiming in that are like Hunter, or are most of them saying, Hunter, slow your roll? It's R-E-L-A-X. It's going to be okay.
It's really pretty split. Christian in Waukesha, Hunter, you're protecting. As Tausch often says, you have to be willing to have your heart ripped out. Have courage, fellas. We've got this. But then there's Hunter is 100% correct from Josh in Denver. Enough of this loser mentality, which is kind of ironic because Hunter's saying they're going to lose, but the loser mentality is supporting. It's a really backwards thing if you think about
it. It's a wild deal, yeah.
Erica in Milwaukee's calling you guys old. Would you like to hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I always appreciate Erica's commentary.
Erica had a good thing in the YouTube comments. She pointed out that the 2011 Packers played Kyle Orton twice. Played him with the Broncos and then played him again with the Chiefs, and the Chiefs beat him. But the Packers beat Kyle Orton when he played for the Broncos, so he was
so that
not
means
able
we'll
to,
that means we'll beat Flacco tomorrow.
It'll be a split, yeah, just the same way, exactly. Now, Jesse, the floor is yours.
Why do all the old guys seem okay with what the Brewers are doing? Do us younger fans have more expectations?
I don't know. What would they have expectations about?
Well, I think it's almost like a Wisconsin football thing where people who are my age and younger, 30-ish and younger, have only experienced winning Wisconsin football. And so you say, well, how come we're not competing for championships? Elevate expectations.
Yeah, but we've never won a championship in Milwaukee.
Correct.
So
it's true.
But there was one playoff appearance.
And we're saying, let's go chase and get one. Y'all are saying we ain't doing enough to do it.
And yeah, also,
if y'all remember the mid-2000s, we stunk.
I don't care about the mid-2000s. The last 4 years, they have won the division three times.
Yeah.
The bar gets raised. I didn't have high expectations to start the season. Started winning, then the expectations go up. Once you finish the regular season with the best
record. I don't
know
who you're talking to. I've been saying the whole time, Hunter, I want to go win a championship. We're still in it. We're not out.
But their performance the last two games tells me otherwise.
But their performance the first two games are dynamite. Like, what are we doing? Yes, I've said the whole time, let's stop with this polluted mindset of, economically, we can't do this. And we're the best blanking team in baseball, and we're still there with a home game tomorrow. We're not out. If we do get out, then Homer. God dang it! I'm so used to battling with Homer, Hunter. Then go ahead and rant. You know what? Go put on Superman. Have yourself a snack. Get a bowl of soup, and or come out to Zimbrick. Grab yourself a brat after the show, and just take a beat. And then let's refocus. Let's encourage and cheer our team on. And if we get throttled tomorrow, rant away. But before that, I just feel like you're almost like manifesting it. Because you want this, because you feel that way.
Yeah,
but I think your feelings are kind of like, you want to guard your feelings.
He's bracing for impact.
You want to guard your feelings and say, and then if they win, you can, whoo. That's what I feel like you're doing.
I desperately want to be wrong, but their history has told me otherwise. And their performance the last two games is leading in a trajectory of this is going to be another loss, and then the Brewers will be 3-11 in series clinching games.
Let me tell you something. the Cubs fans had that same vibe in 2016.
They were down 3-1.
It's been 120 years. And you know what?
Cubs also made moves to actually win a championship.
Like what? Well, actually, I don't want you breaking down roster moves.
You know who wins?
I caught myself.
You know who wins? Grubelovs wins. They win all the time. They're big winners. And if you've been injured in an accident, you want to win too. You want to get what you deserve. So go to gruber-law.com. That's their website to find out more. Or make the call. One call. That's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch will start in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.